Ha yesay. Listen, I have an essay to paskin the din Torah for the Yosin, but I also have an essay to paskin the din Torah for Rav Chanin's a relative. Now, to ha yesay, the kovet Torah, and he thought it's Rav Chanin's relative that must be also big Tam Chacham, or even giving respect to his relative is like giving respect to Rav Chanin, so kovet Torah Zadif. So Solka Ladina the Yasmi, he pushed aside the din Torah with the Yosin, with the orphan. V'yach Ladina, and he brought up this person the pasuk in the shaila. But kivon the chazal by dina yikaro tekoved lei isatem tanisa. When what's what happened here? Rav Nachum was a dayan now. Now this person, true, was had a din Torah, but he had it against somebody else. Now when this other person saw the kovet that Rav Nachum was giving him, the other person got shook up, like, and he kept quiet. He couldn't tie in the good. That's also not right to do. But the dying can't show favoritism to one person more than the other. Because here the dying like showed because of this person, he's giving him respect. So the other person, the Baal Din, with this person, felt bad, like kept quiet, istim like Tainisa. He couldn't open his mouth. So Gemara says, Rav Onan, and this was a chsaron in Rav Onan, Rav Onan shouldn't have done this. So Gemara says, because of this, is Rav Onan heavy rogel Elio the Yosi Gavei. Up until now, Elio Anova used to learn with Rav Onan. To have a masnele Sidra de Elio. Used to learn with him Elio. It's called Seder de Elio. Elio Rabba used to learn with him. Kivun de Yavad Hochi. Now that Onan did something like this, that caused the Din Torah not to be the right way, that because of this, the other person was Istam Tanisi, he had to close his mouth. He didn't have what to say. Is a stalik. Eliyahu Hanavi went away from Rav Onan. Stopped coming down to Rav Onan. Is Yosef Betanisa. And on Rav Onan felt terrible. So he started to fast. Oh boy, Rachman, he dived into Hashem. The Yosef, and then finally Eliyahu Hanavi came back to him. Ki Yosef, but when Eliyahu came back to him now, have a mavislei, busei. He was not much afraid of him. In other words, Vaisas, after he did this chet like, he went down to Madrega, now that he wasn't able to be with Elio and Ovi anymore. So what happened was, V'ovit Tivusa, he had to make him a special box, like a sealed, closed box. He should sit, Rabbanu should sit in there, and not to be afraid of Elio and Ovi. V'yosef Kamen, he sat in front of him, Adiyapag Le Sidra, until he finished learning this Seder. And the Gemara says, V'hainu Diyamu, that's what we have, Sidra the Elio Rabo, and Seder Elio Zuta. These are the two things. That first Elio used to learn with Rav Onan normally. That was the Seder of Elio Rabba. And then after this chet that he had to learn with him in a box, that was called Elio Azuta. Trashi Seder Elio Rabba, Shalomat Chutzla Teva. Seder Elio Zuta, Shalomat Matecha Teva. He learned inside this box. Mor says, B'shnei de Rav Yosef, in Yosef's times, have a Rischa. There was, Rashi says, Rischa, Hashem was like was angry at Klal Yisrael, and he made a famine came. There was a rov. So Shnei the Rabbi Yosef had a rischa. Amri le Rabbanu Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbanu said to Rabbi Yosef, "Leboy my rachmi, we want to ask you, please, daven to Hashem." Omalu he said, "Hashto Oma Elisha, Madach by Elisha." So he had a Rabbanu Mr. Mekamed. Rabbanu went away from him. Heavy Paishi Trey Alfin, Umasin Rabbonin, he still had 2,200 Rabbonin left by him. There is, you can imagine how many Tamidim he had, Elisha. That even when the Rabbonin did leave him, Trashi Kimiftri Tamidim Imenu, Lam Rebesa Medrish, Heavy Paishi Gabayu, Oichli Shechonoi. That is when the Tamidim came to learn by him left, and how many people stayed to eat by him? 2,200. Still, Beidnin Rischo. Boy Rachman, when Hashem got angry and brought a famine, he did not daven to Hashem. I know me myself. I boy Rachman, shemi myself daven to Hashem, but I'm not choshev enough. The verse says, "We mind the paishi hochi." How do we know this is the amount of tamidim left over by Elisha? The pasuk says, "V'yamim meshorshoy meiten zel lefnei meish mal lefnei mei." It wasn't in front of 100 people. Ilay madukule lefnei meish, all in front of 100 people. Peshnei Betzuris too, there were a lot of people there. And let me to say, the whole chad v'chad came in Mayish. Everybody was in front of 100 people. And ki have a mystery rabbonim mevei rav, have a faishi alfim osayin rabbonim, there were 2,200 left over. Mevei rav, yeah, right, that's for him. Now mevei ravuna from Ravuna's house, have a Paisha Timna Meya. There were 800 left over, Rabbonin. Rav Huna have a Dorish, Betleisa Amaroi. Rav Huna used a Dashin in 13 Amaroim. Ki have a Kaimer Rabbonin Mesifta, and Rabbonin used to get off on the Mesifta. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Just level this last Gemara again. You're holding Daf Kuf Vav Amar Aleph. Again, last Gemara we had a little bit was B'shnei the Rav Yosef in the years of Rav Yosef had a rischa. Rashi says Hashem was angry and there was a famine. There wasn't enough food. Amru le Rabbanon le Rav Yosef. The Rabbanon said to Rav Yosef, Leboi ma rachmei. You should start davening for us. Daven to Hashem for us. Is Omelu. So Rav Yosef answered back, Hashto ma Elisha. Madach by Elisha. Tchihevi Rabbanon miftri mekamei. After he gave shear, when Rabbanim left him, heavy paisho trei alfin umasayin Rabbanim. There was still left over by his house that ate was 2,200 Rabbanim. That's something like people ate by his house. The Talmidim still stayed by him. Now, Yidin Rizk, it happened then also that Hashem was angry and there was a famine. Is like heavy boy Rachme, he didn't daven to Hashem. Is Anoyi boy Rachme, should I daven to Hashem? The Mashal explains like, if there's no food at all, there's no geshem at all, then we had gemaras and tainus that you're supposed to daven to Hashem. The mashma over here, there was food. Just was a little bit scarce, it was hard for them. So he said it was just hard for them, for that he didn't want to daven to Hashem. He brought a riot from an Elisha, that even though he had so many tamidim by him, and his stomach was harsh, hard for him, still he didn't daven to Hashem. So Mor says, now, Mimai de Paishi, Achi, how do you know there's so many tamidim were left over by Elisha that ate by him? The Pasuk says, what should I do? He had 21 loaves of bread, and he said, what should I do to put it in front of 100 people? So, Mor says, my lifnei meyish. What does it mean that they asked the question, who should I put this in front of, what should I do with this in front of 100 people? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the kula lifnei meyish, that all these 21 breads, he should put in front of 100 people. For the Gemara, b'shnei b'tzura, too heavy. It was a hunger year then. So, Hura, to give, that's a lot of bread? What was so scarce about the bread then? Ela Lechura, what it means to say is like this, that the chol chad v'chad kami meish, each loaf of bread goes in front of 100 people. So therefore, if he had 21 loaves, that's like 2,000. That's the ra, he had so many tamidim left over. Ki avi miftaru rabbonim mivei rav. When the rabbonim used to leave rav, after by slaves he made, he gave shir, is avi paishi alfo masayim rabbonim. There was still left over 1,200 rabbonim. That's also how many tamidim mustama that he took care of. Mivei rav huna. When Rav Huna used to get finished saying shir, have a paishi timne mei rabbonin. He only had 800 rabbonin that still stayed by him. Mor says now, Rav Huna have a dorish betlei samaroi. When Rav Huna used to give a shir, there were so many people there that he needed 13 interpreters. That's how many interpreters he had. Tresa Mershi hashoimim mipiv, o mashmin l'rabim zemikan v'zemikan, o melefnei umeliochor, that mamash had 13 people to tell over to the rabbin. When Rav Huna used to get finished saying shir, and the Rabbanim would get up, and they would like shake their jackets or their pants, they were sitting there for a long time. After shir, they'd all start to get up, like the dust from the room went up. So much dust went up, it like made the day dark. It like mamish covered up the sun a little bit. It got dark at that time, and even though they were not doi, it was nikra in Eretz Yisrael. For Yami b'Marov and the people in Eretz Yisrael were able to say, "Komolim imesifta the Rav Huna, the Bavloi," that they used to know in Eretz Yisrael when the shir ended by Rav Huna and his yeshiva, which is in Bavel. Even though they're very far away, but since there was so many tamidim there, then when they got up after shir, it made such a dust. The dust went up. It was nicker even in Eretz Yisrael. Kimiftri Rabbonim Mevei Rabba. Rabbi Yosef. When the Rabbonim left the shear of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Hevi Paisha Arba Mei Rabbonim. He only had 400 Rabbonim left over. The Korol and Afshar, and they called to themselves, Yasmei, like we're on with Yisraimim. They don't have that many left over. Ki Hevi Miftri Rabbonim Mevei Abaya. by Abaye's Beis HaMedrash. He used to get finished saying shir when the Rabbanon left him for Yarmulon. Some say the case was Mibay Rav Papa for Yarmulon. Some say Mibay Rav Ashi from Rav Ashi. Is heavy Paishi Mosin Rabbanon. There was left over 200 Rabbanon. The Koran of Sharon, they set upon themselves Yasmi the Yasmi, like orphans of the orphans. And that's how many are only left over. And before, there were so many Tamidim left over. Now there are only a few left over. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Ba Radifa. Omer Rabbi Ami. Mevakrin Mumin Shav Yishlayim. The people that used to work for the Beis Hamikdash, they used to check out the Karbonis to make sure there was no Mum. They used to check out the animals to see if it's a Mum or not. Hayinoitlin Schor Mitrumat Aleshcha. They used to get paid from the Trumat Aleshcha. The leftover money from the Truma, they used to collect the money on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the middle of Adar. They started to take the Machzor Shekel for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They used to use the new money for the Karbonis, and used to make Truma, took the Truma out of the Lishcha. So from the Truma to Lishcha, they paid these people that worked. It's also called the working for Tzorchei Karbonis. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Talmud Chochom Hamalamdin Hilcha Shchita LeKahanim. The Talmud Chochom used to teach the Kahanim how to do Shchita, is also Hayinoitlin Schor Mitrumas Aleshcha. He would also get his pay from this Trumas Aleshcha, the money from the Machzor Shekel. It was also called Tzorchei Kavoya, Tzorchei Karbonis. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Talmud Chochim Hamalamdim Hilchas Kemitza LeKahanim. A Talmud Chochim that would go and teach the Kahanim how to make a Mincha, how to make Kemitza, how to take the three fingers full of the Kemach, is Noitlin Schor Mitrumas Aleshcha. They also would get pay from the Truma Talesh. It was also an Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was like a Tzorach Karbonis, they would get paid. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Magiyei Svorim Shev Yishlayim, the Seferim that used to go around to fix up a Sefer Torah. That means you had a Sefer Torah that was puzzled, and they used to go around to fix it up. Rashi said, "Shall kol adam v'yadam, even a private sefer Torah, she'osel la'shoy sefer sheina muga. You're not allowed to keep a sefer Torah in your house that has a mistake in it. Mishum atishkam v'yolech avla, you can't leave a bad thing in your house. For ro bezdin shoy mesatzlem adover, bezdin saw the way the sefer and people were not taking care of it. V'yefkiru truma salesh lakach. Therefore, they saw fit to take money from the truma salesh to pay these people." Even though it's not really called Tzorchei Karbonis here, the Vice says Bezdin has a right how to have Kiro, they were mafkir the money that they should be able to take it from the Trumas Aleshcha. As the verse says, Megiyah Svarim Shebushlayim Hoyenoitlin Svarim Trumas Aleshcha. They also would get paid from the Trumas Aleshcha. Omarav Nachman Omarav, Noshim Orgois the Pareichis, the lady that used to make the Pareichis, faced by the Beis HaMikdash, is also noitless chor mitrumas aleshcha. She would also get paid from mitrumas aleshcha. It's also called tzorchei gavoya. That's what she got paid from. So this is what Rav Nachman said over. Nachman said over the name of Rav. Rav Nachman said over the name of Rav that the Noshim used to get paid from mitrumas aleshcha. But Vani Yoyma, me myself, Rav Nachman himself says, me kotche betekabayis. No, they used to get paid from the money that was given over to the betekabayis. Because this is called a part of the bayis itself, the binyan itself. Hoyul aparoiches tachas binyan asuyos. Because in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they had the aparoiches instead of the binyan, instead of the armor traklin. In the Beis HaMikdash Harishon, there was an armor traklin, like a whole wall there. And the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni did not have it. Instead of the armor traklin, one wall, they had a aparoiches. So the aparoiches is like part of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, whoever made the aparoiches got paid from the bedek habayis. Meisvei Adakash on this says Noshim Orgas of Proiches, the ladies that used to work to make the weave the proiches, the curtains, or Beis Garmoy, the people from Beis Garmoy, Al Mais Lechem upon him. We are in the Gemara, they were Bikim, they knew how to make the Lechem upon him. They used to teach the Kahanim how to make the Lechem upon him. For every Shabbos, or Beis Avtinus, this Mishpocha, Beis Avtinus, Al Mais Akteris. They knew how to make the Keteris very well. They used to teach the other Ketanim how to make the Keteris. So they used to want pay. Is kulum ayinoitles chor mitrumas aleshcha. Here it says clearly, they only got paid from mitrumas aleshcha. And it says here, even the ladies that made the pareches also got paid from the trumas aleshcha. So here it's a question, Rav Nachman. How could he say the ladies that made the pareches used to get paid from the betek habayis?
Here it says clearly they only get paid from a Trumas HaLeshcha. So Maria says it depends for where the pareches, where the curtain was used. Hosam de Bavavi. There it's talking about by the gates. By the shorim, by the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, used to have curtains, stam litznius. That was only litznius to make privacy there. That's not called part of the binyan. Therefore, for that, you can't take from the Bedek HaBayis, the money that was set aside for the building of the Beis Hamikdash, but rather has to be taken from the Trumas HaLeshcha. To Yomar Rabbi Zerav, Zerav said, Omar Rav, Shaloi Sha'osa Pareches Hoya B'Mikdashaini. In the Beis Hamikdash HaSheini, there were 13 different curtains they used there. 13 Pareches. Shiva, 7 of them, Kineged Shiva Shorim. There were 7 gates, 7 ways to get into the Beis Hamikdash, and each one of them had to have a Pareches. So the kids are these Pareches that you make for the gates, that's not really called part of the binyan, that's only litznius bialma, for that you only take it from a Trumas HaLeshcha. But echo the pischa shel heichol, one was made by the pesach, the opening of the heichol, and the echo the pischa shel ulam, one was made by the opening of the ulam, beis bedvir, two of them was made in the Beis Hamikdash itself, so Rashi says, shtayim bedvir means tachas amatraklin, traksin, but this is taka part of the binyan, and by the Beis Hamikdash Arishon, they had a wall there. In the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the dividing, there was only a pareches. So this pareches of the Shtayim Bedvir, that's called like Kenega the Binyan. For that, Rav Nachman said, they got to pay from the Bedek HaBayis. And Beis Kenegdom Baliyah. And two of them was the opposite of Aliyah, Trashil Avdil Ben Aliyah's Heichel, L'Aliyah's Kodesh HaKadoshim. To divide between the top part of the Heichel and the top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gamheim B'Mokam Amatraksin. They were also called part of the binyan of the Bayis, Kenega, that wall that was there by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. So the kids saw the Pareches for different purposes. So the ones that were Stamlet Snias B'Alma, that was from the Trumas HaLeshcha. But the one that came for Takas HaBinyan, that Taka came from the Bedek HaBayis. Tana Rabbanan, we'll learn it like this. Noshim HaMegadlois B'Neyim L'Parah. The Noshim that used to have children, and used to watch them that they never came to me. They used to watch them that they never touched the mace, in order that they should be tor to make the paraduma. In order to make the paraduma, you have to be tor. So Rashi says, "Bechatzeres habnuyas besloyim." They used to have special yards that was built on top of rocks, Yerushalayim. V'tachtein chalal underneath the rocks, it was a hollow place. V'nekevra toim to make sure there's no mace underneath it, even if there was a mace. There's called a chalal tefach is mafsik. Ladies that are pregnant used to come there. The older shom used to give birth there. Or magad l'shom b'nei, they would raise the children there. Letzorche paraduma laslok b'sreifosa. In order to be esek in burning the paraduma. Or milu memeho to gather the water together. Or lahazes kol shiva to spritz the water. Al kerin asar from the kerin they used to burn it. Kedi arminu masech the yuma. Omala zu osalod used to make a special milo to make sure these tinoikos shlanitlam mimimehem. They used to have kids that were never touched tamei, never became tamei. And the reason there is because there was a zilzal a little bit to take away from the tzadukim that's held that a tfu yoyim can't bring the paraduma, so we dafka were makpe to make the koyin tamei that day and let them go to the mikvah that a tfu yoyim should bring the paraduma. But since we made a little bit of a kula, made the geese, we wanted to still show that the paraduma is very important. You have to do it petairam. They used to also make this chumris that the people that are isik in it were people that were never makabotuma. So kids, they used to have a special place where they would raise these kids to make sure they're always tor to be isik with the paraduma. So where did they get fed from? So Gemara says, Abishur lama, yenoshim. The first verse says, "Noshim magadlus b'neiim leporo yonoit loyschor matrumas aleshcha." They also were able to get fed from matrumas aleshcha. This is like called tzorche kabonis to have the poraduma. Therefore, they're allowed to use the money to feed these kids. Avishur loyma that noshim yikorish shibushlayim. They were very Rashi Ashiras, rich ladies of Yushlayim. Hayuzana soyson used to feed them. Over fana soyson Rashi blavush uchsus. Hezonis means used to give them food. Hofanasosus means used to give them clothing. So they did not have to take the money from the Trumas HaLeshcha, but rather they got fed and clothed from the rich ladies of Yerushalayim. Boyimene Rafun and Rav. Rafun asked the Shalom from Rav.